I can never be conquered from without, unless I have given up within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I can never be conquered from without, until I have given up within. We look at some people who are so fantastic. They are able to take care of all circumstances in life and take care of all. They take on challenges that are just unbelievable, unimaginable. One of these people is our dear friend Obama. But he is like any president. He is like any president who comes to office and who has his opposition who want to do their thing, and he wants to do his thing. Well, the president must be a man of charisma, a man of attitude, a man of self-confidence, who stands up regardless of any circumstances and calls forth the things that are needed to be called forth. He works on helping other people to have their goals so he can have his goals as little as possible. He does not go into the foray with the idea that he is going to have to give in to other people's attitudes to get them to vote his way. Now, that may seem to be the case sometimes. That may seem to be what's happening sometimes. But for a man of integrity, that is always there. Now, to be a man of integrity, to be a person of integrity, is something tremendously difficult. It's something tremendously difficult because we want to tell those little white lies. We want to say something that's going to make us feel happy to get through something. But if we have self-confidence in ourselves, we will never allow ourselves to entertain any ideas such as that. I can never be conquered from without until I have given up within. As long as our presidents stand up for principle, like Lincoln is noted for his honesty. He is noted for his integrity. He is noted for getting things done, and he is noted for taking some of the most tremendous, difficult issues of his time and standing forth on those issues and bringing them forth. He had an unconditional love of himself. You could be sure of that. He had to. For without an unconditional love of himself, he could not have carried out the things that he did. Without an unconditional love for himself, he could not have been unconquered from without. And because he did not give up within, he was able to stand forth and do the things he did. Now, we're talking about great and noble people. We're talking about people who have proven their destiny, who have proven themselves. But let's talk about you, and let's talk about me. If I have unconditional love of myself, this gives me the strength to live who I am, come fire, storm, overwhelming demands of trust on the unseen. Do I believe in the unseen concept, as the president did, in the people's desire? The president was interested in what was the benefit of the people. He was interested in what was going to make the country a stronger, more beautiful country, a country that could stand up under all pressures. You say, well, that's very noble, but is that really true? Well, it is true because it is true. Now, did the president have the ability to see the unseen? Did the president have the ability to see that which has not yet transpired? Did he have the ability to see that he can never be conquered from within until he can never be conquered from without until he has given up within? He does not give up within. He does not give up within. He has that inner integrity, that inner self, that inner wisdom, that inner belief, that inner trust. He sees what is unseen. Here at the University of Healing, we teach that. We teach that so strongly, and very few of our students are able to come through and say, I know. Very few are able to come through and say, I know that the healing is there. I know that the wholeness is there. I know that the truth is there. I know that I can speak my word, and that which I am stands forth, noble, beautiful, fantastic. I know I can speak my word, and the unseen is revealed. That which I know within me, that which is my own inner self, that for which I stand up for as my own inner self, can never be defeated. My integrity, my charisma, my attitude, my self-confidence, this with unconditional love of myself gives me the strength to live who I am. Come firestorm, overwhelming demands, but I trust in the unseen. And the unseen is that it is already done. The unseen is that whatever I am is already done. I am a man of integrity. I am a man of trust. I am a man of love. I am a man of unconditional love for myself and for all the world. I am that. And because I am that, I can stand forth untroubled by what's going on without, knowing who I am within. Can you of yourself say that you believe that all is now, all is ideal now, all is beautiful now, all is wonderful now, all is complete now? Can you say with your whole heart that it is accomplished now? It is already done. It's not something that we're going to do. Lincoln did not look to bring about the emancipation of the blacks. He didn't look to bring about the emancipation of a portion of his nation, of his people, of any people. He looked and saw it done. He saw them free. He saw them in a nation of liberty, in a nation of oneness. He saw this. He lived this ideal. He lived this principle. And his nobility stands forth. Oh, he was assassinated because somebody got through and didn't like what he did. But the man stood up. The man is immortal. The man is eternal. Life and death are nothing unless we live our life with nobility, unless we live our life with the ability to realize that with unconditional love, we can go out and have the strength to live who I am, who we are, regardless of what happens, regardless of what takes place in our life. Oh, there will always be people who disagree. And regardless that they disagree, we know who we are. And we stand triumphant who we are under all circumstances. It may be a challenge, and it usually is, but it is worth winning. It is worth achieving. It is worth knowing. All is in divine order now. When I stand firm, as I stand forth in this awareness, in this realization, nothing on the without can conquer me. It's only when I give up on the within, it's only when I give up on my inner realization of who I am, on my inner unconditional love, and on my inner awareness, on my inner realization that everything good is already done, and I'm merely recognizing it and showing how it is done, realizing that that is my principle, and that's who I am. If each one of us could live our life in this manner, and we do to a larger degree, but if each one of us could live this type of life and our way of living with our personal integrity, which we have, with our personal charisma, which we have, which our personal attitude of all is in divine order now, which we have, our personal self-confidence, which says unconditional love of myself gives me the strength to live who I am, whatever and I trust. The unseen, that which I do not see at the moment, is already there. And I bring that out in my life. I bring that out in my soul. I bring that out in my being. And it is done. And I am fulfilled. And that is all that I ever could ask for, is to be myself and have fun. All is in divine order. And I am divine order now.